have dreamed a dream. I saw in my dream a dark and dreary wilderness. I beheld I was in a dark and dreary waste. I prayed to the Lord, have mercy according to thy tender mercy. Tree of life, whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. It was sweet above all I had tasted. It was white to exceed all the whiteness I had ever seen. And as I partook of the fruit, it filled my soul with joy, great joy. I beheld a rod of iron. It led to the tree by which I stood. By the rod was a straight and narrow path, which led away to the tree. I saw numberless, numberless, numberless people pressing forward to commence in the path. And there arose a mist of darkness, darkness. And they did lose their way and were lost. But I saw others pressing forward. They caught hold of the rod of iron, and clinging to the rod, they pressed forward through the darkness until they came forth and partook of the fruit of the tree. Took of the fruit, they were ashamed. I beheld a great and spacious building filled with people who were mocking those partaking of the fruit. Who tasted were ashamed, and they fell away and were lost. But I saw others pressing forward. They caught hold of the rod of continually holding fast, and continually holding fast, holding fast to the rod. They pressed forward through the darkness until they came forth and fell down, partook of the fruit of the tree. And the multitude in that building did point the finger of scorn at me.
We had the tree. these things did my father Lehi see and hear and speak unto his family. And he also spoke of a prophet whom the Lord God would raise up among the Jews, even a Messiah, a savior of the world. It came to pass that I, Nephi, having heard all the words of my father concerning those things which he saw in a vision, I, Nephi, was desirous that I might see and hear and know of these things. After I, Nephi, had desired to know all the things which my father had seen, and believing that the Lord could make them known unto me, as I sat pondering in my heart, I was caught away in the Spirit of the Lord, yea, into an exceedingly high mountain. And the Spirit and an angel of the Lord came and spake unto me.
Desirest thou?
I desire to behold the things which my father saw.
Behold, what desirest thou?
I desire to behold the things which my father saw.
Believest thou that thy father saw the tree?
Yea, thou knowest I believe.
Hosanna, Hosanna, the Lord, the Most High God. Hosanna, and blessed art thou, because thou believest in the Son of God, thou shalt behold the things thou hast desired. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lord. Look, I behold a tree. Desirest thou
to know the interpretation thereof?
What desirest thou
to know the interpretation thereof?
Believest thou that thy father saw the tree?
Yea, thou knowest I believe. Said unto me,
look and behold the cause. condescension of God.
I beheld the Lamb of God going forth among them all. I saw many fall down
And it came to pass that the angel said unto me,
Look, and behold thy seed, and also the seed of thy brethren.
And I looked, and I beheld the land of promise, and I beheld multitudes of people, and I beheld the heavens open, and the Lamb of God descending out of heaven. And he came down, and he did show himself unto them. And I saw three generations pass away in righteousness. And behold, their garments were white, even like unto the Lamb of God.
Because of the faith in the Lamb of God.
angel said unto me,
Look.
And I looked, and I beheld the multitudes of the earth, that they were gathered together to fight against the apostles of the Lamb, for thus were the 12 who followed the Lamb called. And I beheld the people of my seed, that they were gathered together in multitudes against the seed of my brethren, and they were gathered together to battle. And I beheld the multitudes of the earth, that they were in a large and a spacious building, like unto the building which my father saw. And the angel spake unto me,
and the wisdom thereof, they fight against the apostles of the Lamb. And the mists of darkness are temptations of the devil, which blindeth the eyes and hardeneth the heart, and leadeth the saints away to the great and spacious building. The scarlets and precious clothing are their desires. And they take it away from the gospel, many parts, most plain and precious. They blindeth the eyes and hardeneth the heart, and leadeth the saints away to the great and spacious building, to the bride. Are taken away out of the gospel of the Lamb. Satan hath great power in the world. He slayeth and bindeth and causeth to stumble and leadeth away through the praise of the world
to the grave.
Nevertheless, the Lord God will not suffer that the nations shall forever remain in that awful state of blindness which thou beholdest that they are in, because of the plain and most precious parts of the gospel of the Lamb which have been kept back. Behold, thus saith the Lamb of God.
I will be merciful, merciful in that day. I will bring forth many things in my own power, much of my gospel, which will be plain and precious to come forth. By the gift and power of the Lamb, I will show myself to thy seed. They shall write many things which I shall teach them, my salvation and my rock, plain and precious to come forth. By the gift and power of the Lamb, blessed are they who shall seek to bring forth my Zion at that day, for they shall have the gift and power of the Holy Ghost, and shall be lifted up at that day.
These last records shall establish the truth of the record of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, and the records of all shall be established in one, making known the plain and precious things that were taken away. They shall come back by the power of the
dominion over all the face of the earth. Nevertheless, I beheld that the saints of God were also over all the face of the earth. And I beheld the devil gather together multitudes to fight against the Lamb of God.
There are two powers only, the power of the Lamb of God and the power of the devil. There are two forces only, the light of the Lamb of God and the darkness of the devil.
I beheld the devil. He had dominion over all the earth. He gathered together multitudes to fight against the Lamb of God, but the power of the Lamb of God
people. There are
two powers only,
Lamb of the Lamb of God.
that I should write the remainder of the things which I both saw and heard. But if all the things which I saw are not written, the things which I have written are true. And it came to pass, after I had been carried away in the Spirit of the Lord and seen all these things, I did return unto the tent of my father, and I beheld my brethren, that they were disputing one with another concerning the things which our father had spoken. Have ye inquired of the Lord?
We have not, for the Lord maketh no such thing known unto us.
Do you not remember what the Lord hath said? If he will not harden your hearts, but ask in faith, believing you'll receive with diligence in keeping God's commandments, these things will be made known to you. These things will be made known to you.
What meaneth the things which our father saw in a dream? Meaneth the tree that he saw?
It is a representation of the tree of life, the love of God.
And what meaneth the river of water which our father saw?
It is filthiness, and the awful gulf which separateth the wicked from the tree of life and from the saints of God.
And what meaneth the rod of iron which our father saw that led to the tree?
And when temptation's power is mine,